Coming up on The Potter's Touch.
Do you associate success with prayer? Or do you associate success with talent or ability or influence or recognition? Do you associate success with money or with prayer? Maybe it's hard for you to pray during these 50 days because you do not draw a line between what you hope for and prayer.
This is The Potter's Touch.
Hey, friends, I'm so excited to have the opportunity to share the word of the Lord with you. I know these are trying times. I know that we're up against all kinds of things. There is nothing that we need any more today than guidance. It's not resources. It's not friends. It's not a condo in the Bahamas. What we need right now is God's GPS. We need his guidance system so that we don't waste time, make mistakes, tear up people's lives, hurt situations, trying to figure out which way to go. Listen. God has a guidance system that will prepare your heart for what is happening in your life, show you where you are in relationship to your destiny, and get you back on course. That's good news. Let me reinforce that with some Bible. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 17 through 25. Hear ye the word of the Lord. The message is God's GPS. I know that the word of the Lord is a light unto my feet, that it is a lamp unto my path, that it is my navigational system that directs me toward the future. I am not in the group that comes to church for the preacher to preach me happy, because I don't need you manipulating my emotions. I need direction. If I'm lost downtown, I don't need a GPS system to give me a massage. I need direction. Don't make me feel good. Get me out of this place I'm in so I can, come on somebody, so I can go to the next level. For my role is clear. My understanding is bright. My mind is concise and my directive is specific. I am here to challenge you to understand that you are in the middle of a transition. You are in the middle of a transition. A dam has burst. A dam has burst where you've been in a place of restriction. You are going from restriction to transition. Many of you are going from being held back and being repressed to being released. You've been through a tight place, but I told you last Sunday, I saw a crack in the wall and things are starting to burst open. Yeah, so you're in transition. And this word that I'm going to share with you today is quite clear and quite direct. David is coming into transition. It is not a surprise. He has been anointed before to be king. His appointing is now catching up with his anointing. He was anointed when he was still a shepherd boy to be king. But it took years for the appointing to catch up with the anointing. You can be anointed for something that you have not been appointed to yet. The anointing is just a prophetic utterance, a release that this is what destiny has mandated for you to come to. And sometimes you're anointed and sent back out there to take care of sheep. And you're a little frustrated right now because you're trying to make something happen prematurely. Just because God anointed you to be king doesn't mean for you to drop your shovel and forsake your sheep. You go back to doing what you were doing before and wait for the appointing to catch up with the anointing. Woo. One of the great frustrations of youth is often that you can see more than you can lay your hands on. You know how it ought to be done, but you're not in the position to do it. You've got an utterance, you've got a word, you've got a concept, but they haven't been proven. They haven't been proven. Every idea, every concept must be proven in the furnace of affliction. And so many times God will let you know, when this is over, you're going to be running that company. When this is over, you're going to be managing that office. When this is over, I'm going to put you in a, and there you go back to your little office, no, cubicle. with all of those ideas and all of those concepts, frustrated. I cannot tell you how frustrated I was in my little storefront church where I was serving. I wasn't a pastor. I was just a member of the church, and I was a minister, a licensed minister. For 7 years, they never asked me to preach a word. I had all kinds of sermons. I had all kinds of anointing. I had all kinds of stuff just sitting there, boiling like a kettle, whistling like a teapot, sitting there frustrated, listening at people who was go read out the book of Job. Took a text out of Habakkuk. Reading for Zephaniah. And I had to sit there. And fester and bubble, because God was humbling me. Because if you humble yourself, God will exalt you. But if you exalt yourself, God will bring you to an abasement. And I learned how to get blessed off of people who couldn't study and didn't study and didn't read and didn't have revelation. But I learned how to get a breakthrough off of songs and testimonies and prayers and prayer cloths. And oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. Wasn't time yet. Wasn't time yet. But in the fullness of time, God always does things in the fullness of time. In the fullness of time, God sent forth his son. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, in the fullness of time. The fullness of time is when the appointing catches up with the anointing. David is at that point. He has just been made king, crowned. Now his reality has caught up with his vision. What you saw afar off yesterday, God will do now. I don't know who it is, but somebody's coming into a do it moment. A do it moment. I prayed about it. I shouted about it. I saw it afar off, but I'm on the verge of that thing coming to pass. I'm right on the edge. And things are the worst when you are the closest. The worst of winter comes when winter is almost over. The worst of labor comes when the baby is about to come. Oh, you think that morning sickness is something? You have that junk in the first trimester. Them last few hours, and y'all don't understand because y'all are that epidural generation, but them last few hours, especially with no epidural, you wish you could have some morning sickness. Pain comes the greatest when you are the closest. And now David has been anointed to be king. And now the Bible teaches us with this power comes pressure. With this power. See, you didn't see that when you were shouting about it. Oh, I'm going to be king, 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 king. You saw the power, but you didn't see that the moment you move into a new level, here comes a new devil for that level. And the Philistines have now come to Rephaim to attack him when they heard that he was king. Everybody who hears about your blessing is not glad for you. Just because you are conquering doesn't mean you won't have conflict. So here comes the Philistines. And it is amazing to me, because one of the things you have to understand about David, David is a man of passion. David is a man of passion. Any men of passion? Hold your hand up. Men of passion? Hold your hand up. Mm-hmm. You're scared to put your hand up because you don't know what I'm going to say. But you either are or you're not. David was a, he was a man of passion. It was whatever he did, he was passionate about it. When he sang with passion. When he fought with passion. David was passionate. When he created his own instruments, not only could he play them, he could make them. David was so passionate that he wrote poetry. He was passionate. Passionate people. can walk into an empty place and see it filled. Passionate people can take a nothing job and turn it into something. Passionate people can take a blank sheet of paper and make somebody. Passionate people can be creative until you make them mad. Passionate people will flip out on you and turn into something you have never seen before. David would fight. David would kill. David would murder. In fact, one of his problems is that he shed so much blood that he couldn't build God's house. David was a killer. Oh, he was a lover. Yeah. He was passionate about that too. But he was also a killer. And it seems to me, if the Philistines are coming up to fight a guy who has a long resume of killing folks, he would say, oh, you picked the wrong joker this time. But the first thing he does is fall on his knees. He does not fall on his strength. He does not fall on his path. He does not fall on his habits. He falls on his knees and he humbly asks God a question. Shall I go up? You want me to whip them? Shall I go up? Because David associates success with prayer, not power, not force, not anger, with prayer. Do you associate success with prayer? Or do you associate success with talent or ability or influence or recognition? Do you associate success with money or with prayer? Maybe it's hard for you to pray during these 50 days because you do not draw a line between what you hope for and prayer. David says, I do not want to engage in a battle without God. I want to be sure that the God of Israel is on my side. And if he is on my side, I don't care how many troops you got. I don't care how many men you got. I don't care how tired I am. I don't care what I'm up against. If he just lets me know that he is on my side, both to do and to will according to his own good pleasure, I will run out there and fight you by myself. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. It's just, it ain't about you, baby. It's about God. Shall I go up? Something is about to happen in your life that is so critical. Not only must you must do it God's way in order to get the victory in your life. Oh, bless his high name. I feel something in this place. Touch somebody and say, victory, 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 victory. This is your year for victory. This is your year for victory. This is your year for victory. I don't say that every year. Last year was not your year for victory. Last year was your year for battle. This is your year for victory. But in order to get the victory, you have to go about it God's way. Shall I go up? Because God does not ensure victory if he is not consulted.
Still to come on the Potter's Touch.
I don't know who I'm preaching to, but something is about to happen in your life. And the Philistines have come against you at a time that God has promised to bless you. And you say, Lord, this is the worst time for me to be in a fight because I'm on the verge of a breakthrough. And why is the devil fighting me now? But the Lord sent me here to tell you, don't worry about it. He's going to guide you out of the situation and he's going to give you the victory. By faith, touch three people and say, I'm coming out of this. People will follow you if you inspire them.
He knows how to move you to the next level.
If we have this information, then we're not going to make so many mistakes after all.
I want to learn more and more so I can impart to my people.
You just have to come and meet the people who've made it happen.
Having vision and purpose will help us fulfill the destiny that God has called us to.
It's not too early to register for the International Pastors and Leadership Conference 2016. Think yourself clear. Register online today at pastorsandleaders.org.
God says, I want you to seek me every day. I want you to seek me every day. I don't want you to rely on your strength, your abilities, your contacts, your resources. I want you to choose your battles this year. I only want you to fight those things that I have given you permission to fight. There are some things I want you to ignore. There are some things I want you to overlook. I only want you to go to battle when I have given you the nod that I am going to fight with you. And if I fight with you, you are going to get the victory. Shout hallelujah. So let me show you this quickly. I'm gonna take the quick road. I want to show you this. God says, David says, shall I go up? And God says, go up. And I will deliver your enemy into your hand. And David goes up against him and he wears them out at Rephaim. He wears them out. I mean, he totally demolishes them. And as he's wearing them out, he's praising God, talking about the Lord have delivered them into my hand. Now, you know, it's one thing to die, but it's another thing to die while the other guy is rejoicing and celebrating. It's like getting a whipping. It wasn't that mama's whipping was so bad. It was her mouth while she was with it. Didn't I tell you, made me do that. I got to do that. God said, when you defeat the enemy, don't fight him with your mouth closed. While he's going down, give me the glory and the praise and the honor and the credit and lift me up and keep on wearing him out. Glory, 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 glory. The enemy comes back a second time. That's one thing you can count on. The devil will be back. You might have knocked him down, but he ain't out. He'll be back. He comes back a second time. And this is what separates tradition from relationship. Tradition assumes that since it is the same enemy, fought on the same territory, fighting against the same individual, who is calling on the same God, tradition assumes, I now know how to do this. But David prays again. Now I see why he's king. David honors relationship over tradition. God said, I found a man who is after my heart. I found a man who will seek my face. I found a man who will not rely on his own strength. I found a man that will call upon my name. And that is the only reason David gets the victory. He goes back to God and says, it's the same folks. It's on the same spot. I'm the same guy. You're the same God. But I don't want to assume that you want me to go the same way. Shall I go up? And to my amazement, God said, no. Do not react to the same problem the same way. Alternate route in progress. I am going to take you another way this time. The last time I brought you out, this time I'm taking you through. I'm going to take you another way this time. Give us this day our daily bread, says, I need bread every day. I need direction every day. I must report to the office every day to get the assignment for today. I cannot be successful if I assume that I must fight today's challenge off of yesterday's information. Let me tell you how strong what I'm telling you is. Most of the people who lose their jobs because they do not get updated information. They were good employees who continue to do things the way we used to do them and assume that nothing has changed. The better employee who is the one who keeps getting updates and can evolve as the company evolves to the next level. There's nothing worse than having somebody in a position who's doing it the way we used to, at a time that we have now decided to go another way. Not only are they antiquated, they will try to destroy anybody who's trying to take it another way because they love the old way the best way. Nothing worse than being in a church that's given God what he used to need. You know, you go in those churches, and you have gone back into a time warp. You have gone all the way back. Well, the choir is going to do an A and a B selection, after which the right reverend doctor is going to come and take us further into the service of the Lord. And you're sitting there and you want to see a Mahalia Jackson fan. Because people don't understand, we're not in the 60s anymore. Or they're arguing about whether women should wear makeup. Or head coverings, and you came because you got a real devil to fight. And there they are talking about, come out from the well and be separate. And I clean the unclean thing. Throw down your Maybelline. It is unclean. Give up your lipstick and come out the well. You fighting cancer. They talking about lipstick. You fighting diabetes. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Shout hallelujah. God says to him, I don't want you to do anything, but get in the spot and wait. Wait on me. Waiting is a war tactic. Sometimes doing nothing is doing something. Sometimes being still is a war tactic, as opposed to pacing the floor and wearing yourself to death and getting upset and calling people who can't help you and trusting people who are trying to betray you. Hang up the phone, close the blinds, shut the door, wait on the Lord. God's got the victory. He promised to bring you out. Shout it! My God, my God, my God. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but something is about to happen in your life. And the Philistines have come against you at a time that God has promised to bless you. And you say, Lord, this is the worst time for me to be in a fight because I'm on the verge of a breakthrough. And why is the devil fighting me now? But the Lord sent me here to tell you, don't worry about it. He's going to guide you out of the situation and he's going to give you the victory. By faith, touch three people and say, I'm coming out of this. I'm coming out. 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 And when I come out, I'm gonna bring my money and my family and my kids and my stuff. Everything connected me. When I come out, I'm gonna bring it all out with me. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but God said, get all your stuff and come out together and tell the devil everything touching me is going to be blessed. Give God a praise, a praise, a praise, a praise. So the Lord said, get all your stuff together and wait on a sign. And when you hear movements up in the top of the mulberry trees, I said, Lord, why the top of the mulberry trees? He said, because I got warring angels over your head, and the battle is not yours. It belongs to God. I don't want you to move until I move. When you hear me moving in the heavenlies, that's when I want you to make your next step. Come on. Don't look at your enemy. Don't look at your problem. Don't look at your storm. Now looking unto him who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And as long as you look up, you can go forward. Looking at me, trusting me to deliver you and keep your stuff with you. Bring your kids with you. Bring your money with you. Bring your joy with you. Bring your praise with you. Yes! 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 Somebody take a minute and give God a crazy praise. A praise. Give God. Oh, 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 oh.
Wow, I hate to stop there, but I am out of time. I've got to stop. The reason I hate to stop is that it is so important that you have guidance. Above everything else, if you have guidance, you can make it through anything. The assurance, that voice speaking in your ear, turn left at the corner. Don't react to that problem. Don't be dismayed. Be still and see the salvation of the Lord. Those little nuggets of guidance that come from God prepare your heart in such a profound way that you are never the same again. May God bless you and may heaven smile upon you and keep you encouraged as you walk out your course. And I want to remind you, get a copy of the book, Destiny. It is clear, it is specific, it is concise, and it is relevant to what's happening in your life right now. Be blessed. Take care. See you soon.
Shut the door. Wait on the Lord. God's got the victory. He promised to bring you out. Shout it!
For your gift of any size, you will receive the message God's GPS on CD from the series Now I'm Found.
Do you associate success with money or with prayer? Maybe it's hard for you to pray because you do not draw a line between what you hope for and prayer.
And when your gift is $70 or more, you will receive Bishop's Revealing series Now I'm Found on two DVDs.
Something that you have been wrestling with and threatening you, God said he's going to bring that thing to his knees.
However, for your gift of $125 or more, you will receive Now I'm Found on two DVDs and Secret Agents of Change on two DVDs, plus our Agents of Change Transformation Kit that has a notepad, travel mug, and transformed 30-day Journey of Change journal full of encouraging words catered just for you and powerful scriptures, as well as a pen to help you track your transformation. Remove the obstacles in your path with Now I'm Found today.
You're standing in the way of my destiny. You're standing in the way of my prophecy. You're standing in the way of my future. Damn you!
Bow unto him that's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that ye may ask or think. God said, if you can think of it, I can do it. If you're man enough to ask me, I'm God enough to answer. If you're woman enough to believe me, he said, I'm God enough to make it happen. Somebody say prayer.